In this bulletin, Tropical Cyclone Koji makes landfall in Queensland. Officials say the fire danger in Victoria is likely to persist for days. And in tennis, Switzerland to face Poland in the United Cup final. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Angelica Waite. Far north Queensland is being smashed by heavy rain and strong winds as Tropical Cyclone Koji crosses the coast. Winds up to 100 kilometres per hour are bringing down trees and fencing as the cyclone tracks south to southwest, with residents from Bowen to Mackay in the firing line. Heavy rainfall is causing flash flooding between Townsville and St Lawrence, and tides are likely to be higher than normal between Cardwell and Mackay. Emergency Services Minister Christy McBain says recovery assistance will be provided.
Today I can announce further support for impacted community members. The Disaster Recovery Allowance payment will be eligible for people across 11 local government areas in Queensland. Disaster Recovery Allowance is to support people who have lost income as a direct result of the event by providing up to 13 weeks income support for sole traders, for workers, all depending on their personal circumstances.
Firefighters in Victoria are battling 32 fires as temperatures remain elevated in their 40-degree range. At least 130 buildings have been damaged so far. A state of disaster has been declared in Victoria, giving authorities powers to allocate resources and manage the fire zones. Five states have been impacted by an extreme heatwave, increasing the challenge facing firefighters. Victoria's Emergency Management Commissioner Tim Wybush says the risks will remain for days to weeks.
So we need communities to now continue to focus on those emergency warnings and stay out of the areas that have been impacted by fire. At this stage, we've got a number of large fires in our landscape. Each one of them will be investigated at various points in time, and we will come back to you at some point as we learn and understand how those fires might have started. A number of those fires have started by lightning across the state.
US President Donald Trump has signed an executive order that aims to block courts or creditors from seizing revenue from the sale of Venezuelan oil held in US Treasury accounts. The order was signed on Friday, less than a week after a US operation to capture Nicolas Maduro in Caracas. The White House said the order would ensure the funds go toward efforts to secure economic and political stability in Venezuela. ConocoPhillips is the largest non-sovereign credit holder in Venezuela and is among several companies that have outstanding claims after their assets were nationalized. The son of detained Iranian Nobel Peace Prize winner Najes Mohammadi has appealed for telecommunications and logistical support from the international community for the protests currently sweeping across Iran. Speaking from Paris, Ali Rahmani says the Iranian population was currently fiercely fighting for its freedom as part of a cause his mother had been engaged in for more than 30 years. The internet and phone lines have been cut in Iran by authorities as protests reach the two-week mark. The US-based human rights activist news agency says at least 72 people have been killed and over 2,300 others detained. Mr. Rahmani says the people are taking part in the protests at great personal risk.
It's important to know that this is a continuation of the struggle by Iranians who have been leading it for years. And obviously this time the reason is a bit different. The people who initially came out into the streets were not the same as those in 2009 or 2019. Nevertheless, the DNA of every protest movement in Iran is the same: the end of the Iranian regime, and the departure of the clergy as the political power of the country.
Iran's Attorney General on Saturday warned protesters against continuing their course of action, saying anyone participating in protests faces the death penalty. To sport now, in tennis, Poland has exacted revenge for their loss to the United States in last year's final, beating the defending champions in their last four tie at the United Cup to set up a title clash with Switzerland, who beat Belgium in their semi-final. Hubert Hurkacz stunned world number 9 Taylor Fritz in the men's singles to give Poland the lead, before Coco Gauff beat Iga Świątek to level the tie. But Poland prevailed in the mixed doubles decider, and Switzerland are in the United Cup final for the first time after Belinda Bencic teamed up with Jakub Paul to win their third decisive mixed doubles of the tournament. Bencic says the team's energy is remarkable, particularly under the leadership of captain Stan Wawrinka.
Yeah, I think it's crazy. I think, first of all, it goes with the captain. I mean, he's supporting all the match for me, and then he's playing his own match. I think that's also crazy. And then he's back for our doubles. So I think it starts with him, and it's with all the bench. Just so much energy and such a spirit to win. And it's going good. So we're just super happy to be in the final.
That's the latest from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Angelica Waite.